Hello, good morning. The reason we have microphones both so we can hear each other and because these meetings are recorded so that if you ever want to hear what we say, you can go back and listen to it. But boy, can I tell you, that's not much fun. I've done it. Okay, so my name is Margie Wilkinson, and I am the elected chair of the KPFA Local Station Board, and I am calling this meeting to order. Before I ask the secretary to do a roll call, I want to first of all welcome Lewis Sawyer, who was elected to this board. Lewis has been a little under the weather and hasn't been able to join us until this meeting, and we're very, very glad to have him with us. Okay. And I want to thank all of you for coming. I want to remind people who want to speak during the public comments that you need to put your name on that yellow pad there. And as those of you who have agendas, I know not everybody does, we will take public comments a little ways into the meeting. It doesn't take very long to get there, I hope. Before I ask the secretary to call roll, I want to say a few things. This meeting is going to take place under unusual and difficult circumstances, and I think it will be a help if I, as your elected chair, am clear from the beginning about what my position is on some issues and how I plan to chair this meeting. First, I want to say that I do not believe that Dan Siegel resigned from this board as a result of his relationship with the mayor of Oakland. And therefore, I do not agree that the election of PNB delegates that took place at our last meeting was tainted in any way. I view the request from the Pacifica National Board, I realize I referred to it as the PNB, and people are thinking, like, what's the PNB? Okay, it's the Pacifica National Board. I view the request from the Pacifica National Board for this board to hold new elections for Pacifica National Board representatives to be inappropriate for a number of reasons, both procedural and political. Because the majority of the PMB apparently is unconvinced of the errors of their ways, the issue of whether Dan Siegel is appropriately a member of this body and therefore one of our representatives to the PMB will unfortunately be decided in the courts. In the meantime, it is my position that Dan was elected to this board. He was elected in 2009, and he was the highest vote getter in that election. And it will remain a member of this body with full voting rights until this issue is resolved in some forum. I do not want my position to be interpreted in any way as a hostility to Kate Tanaka. Under our bylaws, the next runner-up in the most recent election would replace someone who left the board. And Kate is here and would be the person who would be seated on this board when a vacancy occurs. I do not want my position to be interpreted as hostility to Kate Tanaka. I like Kate. She and I agreed in the run-up to the LSB elections that we could work together. I still believe that, and when there is a vacancy on this board created by the resignation or removal through an appropriate procedure of any listener representative, I will gladly welcome Kate to the board. Having said this, let me say that I will rule out of order today any motions which seek to unseat Dan Siegel or to deny him full membership rights on this board. Finally, because I recognize that there's a possibility that the courts may rule that Dan is in fact appointed to a political office, I will ask that every vote going forward be a roll call vote. If it turns out that Dan's vote on any particular issue was a deciding vote, the board in the future will be able to review those votes and decide what to do about those issues. We are at a critical juncture. We must work hard to protect KPFA, to restore local control both in management and programming, to bring in new listeners, to raise money, and to create a healthy relationship between this board, which represents our listeners, and the management of KPFA and Pacifica. We do not need to spend any more time on governance issues. I hope we can have a productive and collegial meeting today. Thank you. I'm going to ask the secretary to call roll.
Good morning, everyone. This is alphabetical by last name. Okay. Agamir. Bernstein? Hello. Here. Thank you. Drake?
Here.
Oops. Fest? Absent. Futron?
She had an excuse.
Absent. Gans?
Present.
Giesler? Absent. Goldmacher? Absent. Hallinan? Kahn?
Here.
And Hallinan Matthew?
Here.
Johnson? Absent. Kim? Absent. Kurzweil?
Here.
Knorr? Absent. Phelps? Absent. Pritchett? Absent. Privis?
Here.
Rosenberg? Absent. Russell?
Here.
Sawyer? So glad to be here. So glad you're here. Siegel?
Here.
Tanaka? Absent. Turner?
Present.
Wilkinson?
Here.
And Withers?
Here.
So quorum is 13.
We have 13.
All right, thank you. We're now going to, yes, Pam.
Can I make a motion to suspend the rules on the agenda for voluntarily?
Can you give her a microphone?
Oh, okay, somebody give
her
a microphone.
That way she gets on the recording.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules on the agenda for, I would say, a brief period, maybe 20 minutes max, to discuss some of the issues about the roll call and whatever issues people have to comments people might have about that.
Okay. Hold that for a moment. I want to go back. We need to vote to excuse the absent members. So I was notified about Susie Goldmacher notified me that she would not be able to attend, and Sasha Futron notified me that she would not be able to attend. And so I would accept a motion to count those two as excused absences. Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? All right, thank you. So ordered. All right, so Pam's motion is that we suspend the rules for a few minutes and spend a little time talking about the situation here today. Is there any discussion on that motion? All right, we're ready to come to a vote. Did you specify how long, Pam?
I would say outside 20 minutes.
20 minutes, okay. So we're going to spend 20 minutes talking about the situation that we find ourselves in today. And that's the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Hearing no opposition, the motion is passed. So the floor is open. Under the suspension of the rules, no one will be able to make a motion, but we can have an open and free-flowing discussion about whatever people want to talk about. I feel like it might be appropriate to start with asking Dan Siegel to just talk a little bit about his situation, since that seems to be the hot button issue before us. Can somebody hand Dan a mic?
I'll come over there.
Okay, good.
And I'll even stand up. Let me say, begin by really thanking people for showing up this morning. I think it's terrific that so many members of the community decided to come out today to vote with their presence for the development of Pacifica as a vital progressive force for political change in this country. And let me say, this is what the fight is about. Many people see this as petty, power struggle type politics. What it has to do with is a vision for Pacifica, which is shared by the people sitting around this table that want to see Pacifica take advantage of the political dynamic in the world today and in our country to help coalesce millions and millions of people for social change. The people on the other side, I'm sad to say, have an idiosyncratic agenda which would eliminate our high-quality shows like The Morning Show, like Democracy Now!, like Letters in Politics, and the rest of them in favor of kind of a overblown open mic, which will allow individuals time on the air simply to share their particular, as I say, idiosyncratic views of the world. So it's important that we're here. The second thing I want to say is that we have, to some extent, been asleep at the switch a little bit, which has allowed the situation to get where it is. So in the elections for the LSB in 2009-2010, we've managed to get a reasonable majority on this board. We have to, all of us, look forward to the next set of elections in 2012 to ensure that what we've done at KPFA is repeated at the other four stations so that we can once again have a working majority on the Pacifica National Board in order to make sure that our network succeeds and prospers. So that, to me, is really the call to arms here. The situation in Berkeley, where we can't seem to have a station manager who is able to fulfill her or his job for any period of time, is simply a reflection of the disorder, the chaos, and the sabotage of the absent members of this board who surprised us by not even showing up today. I don't want to spend a lot of time on legal technicalities. I find it personally almost amusing that by serving as an unpaid, unofficial legal advisor to my good friend, Mayor Jean Kwan, with whom I have been working since 1968, when she was an undergraduate leader of the Third World Strike at Berkeley, and I was a law student supporting the Third World Strike, is now seen as a crime, both by the right wing, because for those of you who are familiar with Oakland politics, you know that this drives the Police Officers Association and other conservatives in Oakland crazy that I get to go to City Hall and advise Jean. And at the same time, it drives people in the minority faction here to the same degree. So it's, you know, personally a little upsetting, but in a big picture, kind of amusing to be attacked by the right and the crazy left simultaneously. But that's the situation I find myself in. A technicality in the bylaws of Pacifica indicates that someone who holds a political office cannot serve on a Pacifica local station board or national board. As I've said, I don't hold a political office. I'm ad hoc. I'm legal advisor with a small L and a small A. And under California law, we're going to win this case and cost Pacifica more money once again. Likewise, you know, Margie and Mal and Ringo and I are defendants in yet another suit brought by our minority faction, this time attempting to penalize us because we committed the crime of helping to raise $61,000 to restore the morning show. So we're being sued for that as though it's somehow a violation of our duty. And for those of you who have been following this little fight, this is the second time within the last 7 or 8 months that the same group of people have brought a lawsuit against us. The last one ended nicely with them sending me a check for $10,000 to compensate for the legal fees in having their suit thrown out. This suit will be thrown out on the same basis, and I'm looking forward to collecting another check from these folks and sharing the proceeds of that with KPFA. But I don't want to focus on my situation. I want to focus on the work that all of us need to do to restore progressive, responsible leadership to the Pacifica Foundation next year. Thank you.
Okay, speakers, I'm open. Somebody want to talk? No, I'm going to move to public comments as soon as the board has completed its discussion here. Is there, and go ahead, Jack.
Well, I'm Jack, excuse me. I'm Jack Kurzweil. I am a member of the local station board. I used to be president of my union chapter, the California Faculty Association at San Jose State. So I'm used to negotiating with administrations. And I have been looking at this process. I have been looking at this process from the point of view of negotiation. So the very first thing that I heard from Pacifica management about the termination of the morning show was we had to do it because there wasn't enough money. So what we did is that we went out and got pledges, $61,000, in order to provide the money to put the morning show back on the air. And then we heard, when we made that offer, no, it wasn't about the money at all. So you ask the question, well then, what was it about? And the answer is, it was about something else. What is the something else that it was about? Answer. No answer. So my experience as a negotiator says to me that there is another reason. I don't want to speculate about what the other reason is. I just want to fight against it. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, well, I think we can close this point on the agenda. I want to thank the board members who spoke, and we'll move on now to public comments. If someone would bring me the yellow pad, I'll start calling the names. I will. Oh, he wants to put his name on. Okay. All right. I apologize for not announcing that people should sign up before we ended that part of the discussion. And that will be the microphone that the public comments people use, Laura. What? Yeah, I will. Okay. The way this works is we set aside 30 minutes for public comments, so I have to wait until I see the list so I'll know how many people have signed up so I can tell you all about approximately how much time you'll have to make your public comments. Thank you. Okay. Six, nine, 12, 15, 16. What? Oh, so that's approximately 2 minutes each. If we extend the time by 2 minutes, each speaker can have 2 minutes. Khan does the time, and he'll hold up a sign when you have 30 seconds left, and then he'll tell you when your time is up. I'll read the first three names on the list so that people can be prepared. I have Barry Mason, Kate Gowan, and Bonnie Bell. So if you'll all come forward, Barry Mason is first.
Hi, I drove down from Santa Rosa, and I hardly ever do that, but I am so upset by what I call the morning mess. I've listened to KPFA since the mid-70s. I've been a contributor consistently since the mid-70s, and I feel like my station is being trashed. I know a lot of people who listen to KPFA, and I don't know anyone who likes what's going on. And I really thank you people who are fighting for the station.
Thank you, Barry. Kate Gowan, followed by Bonnie Bell.
It is live. I am grateful for the crisis because it kind of woke me out of my torpor of just assuming that KPFA was always going to be there as the pillars of my ongoing education. And I've been forced to do a lot of research that, I mean, I hate petty in-group politics. And it happens in every workplace and every board I've been involved in, and my kids' schools, and on and on and on and on. So if I could have avoided this degree of engagement, I certainly would have, but they've made it unavoidable. So I've done a lot of research trying to figure out what's going on, what the rules are that have contributed to this mess, who's on first, what the budget is, trying to wade through the bylaws. And there needs to be plain, available information. When there's elections, so few people vote, and it's because they can't figure out what the coded language that the candidates are speaking. I mean, the last election, it seemed to be, who's really saved KPFA, and what does more diversity mean, and what does local control mean, and it's only afterwards that I've found out it what it means. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm not very good at public speaking. I would like to see more transparency, and maybe the LSB could improve the their website, because it's not available anywhere else.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kate. I just want to say that we are also very concerned about the webpage. Bonnie Bell, followed by Carol Badson. Is that right? Did I say that right?
I drove up from San Jose this morning. I'm representing the San Jose, the South Bay contingent here. And there are, although we don't get mentioned very much sometimes on the air, there are a number of us from down there. And I've been a contributing member to KPFA from the mid-'80s, and KPFA has been very, very important in my life. And every time there's a fundraiser, I hear people say, it's your station. You contribute to it, it's your station. But when the morning show was taken off, I didn't feel like it was my station at all. I wasn't asked my opinion. I have not been asked my opinion. I don't think the morning show should be off. I think that it's a show that not only lets me know national and international news, but also local news, and I think that's extremely, extremely important. And that's been a huge loss in my life, a very big loss in my life. And I just, I think that if we put out a vote to all the contributing members, the morning show would be back on. And I would like to feel like this is my station. I've thought for years that it's my station, but right now I don't feel like it's my station. I feel like there's a group. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why. I've been trying to figure this out, but it seems like there's a group trying to kind of destroy what has been here for a long time, and I'm sorry about that, and we'll work against it. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol Badson, followed by Mark Pilisuk.
Hi, my name is Carol Badron, and I'm a
longtime
listener, volunteer, and contributor, and I've been really frustrated by what's been going on. I've written emails and called the station, and I feel like it's been falling on deaf ears. I feel like there's no continuity in this morning mess, as somebody said, and I would love to see the local station board take control, because I feel like without a general manager in place, that Arlene Engelhardt is running everything, and she's not doing a very good job of it. Every time I hear about the next fundraiser sharing the love, I'm not feeling any love. So I just really would like to encourage the board to take charge at a time when nobody really is at the helm, and bring back the morning show would be a good way to start. Thank you.
Okay, Mark Pilisic, followed by Jerry, and I can't read the last name, B-E-R. Thank you. You're next. After Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm Mark Pilisic. I've been on the faculty at UC Berkeley since 1967, and I've relied continuously on KPFA and shows, including The Morning Show, for the material that I need for my research, for my writing, and for my teaching. I write extensively on peace and social justice issues, and among the things that I do in my teaching and in my professional work is conflict mediation. And I wanted to say that I have seen circumstances where the opposing sides were more divergent than they are here, were more were more antagonistic, and still able to benefit from mediation that both sides could agree upon. So I think that I'm happy to recommend people who can do this. I'm happy to encourage that, and I see no reason why the board should reject those efforts.
Thank you very much. Jerry will be followed by Edith Hallberg.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Bernhout, longtime listener and supporter. I've been doing my best to sort out what's happening here. I went to the meeting sponsored by Project Censored and got an alternative version of reality. I was at the Save KPFA meeting this morning. At this point, where I stand is, number one, there's no question in my mind there's been a decline in the quality of programming. I'd really like to see Amy and Brian back. I had an email exchange with Peter Phillips from Project Censored, who I know from years of living in the North Bay. He's done a lot of great work up there, but I feel that he's been shamelessly self-promoting in this process, and I told him that. I want to echo the second speaker's frustration with the election process. It's so hard to know who's who when people are running for the board. I feel now that I've come to a few meetings, I'm a little better acquainted with that. I'm a lawyer. I also would echo the support for mediation, although if one side isn't willing to mediate, it's obviously not going to happen. Other than that, another point of frustration for me is that the people at the The people at the other meeting, sponsored by Project Censored, were also seemed to be really good people, long-term KPFA people, including Carol Spooner, also very credible. And there doesn't seem to be, there doesn't seem to be any bridge between the two. And here we are today basically speaking to the choir. So I don't know how to deal with that. Anyway, thank you.
Hi, I'm Edith Hallberg. For one more meeting, I'm chair of Berkeley's Commission on Labor. And Tuesday night, the council passed a, well, weaker version of our original motion, but that was, resolution. But the resolution by council member Jesse Aragon was passed with some modification. I will say I am not a fan of the morning show. The reason why I say that is I'm not a morning person. For the 27 years I was a substitute teacher, I had to hop on a bus at 7:30 in the morning or thereabouts. But that said, I will tell you that I am an ardent fan of David Bacon. I know his work well. And I'd like to see more labor programming. And speaking of labor, I know that 2/3 of your staff at KPFA, our staff at KPFA, are volunteers. I know that it's kind of like herding cats. At least this is what one person who has a music show told me. that he was a representative for these unorganized people, and it was some of the worst days of his life. However, they should be organized, even if it's at minimal dues, like $5 a month, into some sort of organization where they can organize to have a say in how things are done. And hopefully that would be with a friendly LSB. So carry on. I'm with you. February is the month that I contribute, and I'm thinking of doing it on President's Day weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Virginia Browning, followed by Daniel Borgstrom.
I'm mentally ill, so today news, ethics, policy, yes. There was a slanted news piece trying to basically, I guess, bribe one of the volunteers to not be on the air, a warm, wonderful person who is the kind of person that, Chris, you're always talking about reaching out to all kinds of people. They dug up a story from 5 or 6 years ago. It was kind of like going through a stoplight and put it on the news. And then they said, well, shouldn't we have an ethics policy? Well, a lot of us would like there to be a personnel policy at the station. But the general managers that you people have weaseled in there for the last 10 years have not been able to put, in all those times, a really good personnel policy. So a few people can get on the air and use it for whatever they want. Now, you've talked Larry Bensky into your side of things, and he's encouraging people to not pledge unless you get your way. So if somebody wants Rush Limbaugh on the air and they have enough money, can they just say, well, we won't pledge unless you put Rush Limbaugh on? You know, he even said it's going bankrupt. They did layoffs. If it's not in order, it'll be negotiated. Arlene, she didn't fail to negotiate. There was another slanted news show that showed how Pam and Margie were negotiating with her. So you guys, then you put out this thing that says she refuses to talk. But she was talking. They actually forgot and reported that on the news. News, ethics, lies, and slants. I have www.supportkpfa.org. You should also go to Daniel Borgstrom's site. Daniel's free speech zone. We need some kind of listener oversight to prevent a few people from just taking over these airwaves forever.
Daniel Borgstrom is followed by Deborah Stretch.
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Daniel Borgstrom, and I love the new morning mix. And I support Angela, Arlene, I definitely want to see Pacifica survive. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about privilege, which seems to apply, rules which apply to some, do not apply to others. Let me go back a bit. I was born in this country. I just want to say, my folks were not. They came from Europe, obviously, and it was a world of extreme class distinctions, and people on both sides, people who are aristocrats in Europe who came here, people who are peasants, and my family were peasants, I do want to mention, found it very hard to get over it. This is it's pretty democratic in this country if you compare it to what went on in Europe. Now, that's kind of the world I grew up in, one foot in each, and what I came here, I come to KPFA, a bunch of progressives, and here I find more class distinctions than I found anywhere else. I find one person, right now, one person to whom the bylaws do not seem to apply. Now, some people have tried to apply them. I certainly support them in that. I think that the bylaws should apply, need to apply to to everyone. I hope everyone goes and reads that particular part. I won't repeat it. I can't regurgitate it. But please read it. The rules must apply to everyone. And my website is Daniel Borgstrom, you can just go danielborgstrom.com or Daniel's Free Speech Zone. Thank you.
Deborah Stretch, followed by Stan Woods.
I'm a listener. I live in Sebastopol. I'm on the road a lot. I've never been to a meeting. I don't vote. And the reason I don't vote was because... I'm sorry. The reason I don't vote is because I'm busy, and I don't know. Would like to echo what the previous person said, one of the previous people. I can't make out what people are really saying, so I don't know whom I really stand with. So I wanted to make that point. I also wanted to echo what this gentleman here said about conflict resolution, because I've used it actually when I lived in Berkeley, and it was very, very successful in a situation that I never thought could be resolved. So the reason I came today is because I happen to be down here, and I'm really confused. I'm trying to figure out who's telling the truth and what's happening, and I don't have an agenda. I love the morning show. I should say that I have friends who have all sorts of strong opinions, and we discuss things, and I don't want to listen to the radio and hear that. I want to listen to professional journalism. I have a really high bar, and so in the limited time that I have, I want to be well informed. I want to find out I want interviews with people who have relevancy in the Bay Area, and I'm not going to screw around with people's personal opinions because I can get that with my friends. I love KPFA. I've been a listener for a long time, and I'd like to see it survive, and I would really like for people in the Bay Area to get the concept of conflict resolution, especially in the progressive community. I mean, come on. You know, come on. We can do this. If we can't do it, I mean, the friggin' people in Egypt did it. Come on. Anyway, thank you.
Stan Woods is followed by Vivian, whose last name starts with a W, but I'm sorry, I can't read the rest of it. Do you know who you are? Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead, Stan.
Hi, I'm Stan Woods. I'm a former member of the local station board and of the program council. In 1999, most people here know what occurred, and many were deeply involved in what happened in 99. One of the things that preceded that was the constant attempts by Mary Frances Berry, who was also that pointed head of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, to interfere with the left direction of Amy Goodman's show. She vehemently protested, that is, Mary Frances Berry, Amy's covering of the war in the Balkans that conflicted with the Clinton administration. So that and many other examples was a reason in the long, hard battle to have bylaws, we prohibited any political appointment, not only people running for elected public office, but any political appointments, any appointments to a commission or to be an advisor. The bylaws are crystal clear. We've had 6 examples of people who haven't been able either to be on the board or had to leave the board, and don't mind it, both here and in other stations, due to that. Terry Duran, on the other side of the aisle, wasn't able to run previously. He ran the last election, but previous to that, because he was on a City of Berkeley commission. Georgia Frazier, who ran with the Independence Community Radio, declined appointment to a fine arts commission because she was running. We've had several examples of that. And one last thing, Dan, to conflate, first off, nobody objects to you being appointed by Mayor Kwan, Mayor, not just good friend Kwan, Mayor Kwan, as advisor. That's fine. I also personally agree with your work against the gang injunction and against police brutality. That's not the issue here. We have nothing to do with the opposition from the right, but the Chronicle and the Tribune have made it clear it's a political appointment. The mayor's office put out a press release at the time saying, we're appointing Dan Siegel. It's clear. You should step down off the board, Dan, and concentrate on police brutality work and other work.
Vivian will be followed by Jean Herman.
Hello. I wasn't expecting to speak, but I know I'm going to be another turd in the punch bowl of the Mutual Admiration Society today. One thing I heard that Dan Siegel said to, you know, I really am new to this whole conflict also, but it kind of bothered me that he seems proud of the fact that he cost the Pacifica board several thousand dollars. I think that was a little weird. And also that check there. So could any of us do that? You know, don't we all raise money together on air? But no, who do we know? Do we know who that all came from? Is that somebody buying the ideas on this station? Well, you know, okay, that much. Okay, well, I think there's a lot of people on the other side, and I think that you shouldn't just ignore them and say your way or the highway, because they are really a big heart, a big part of the heart of KPFA. And I've been very dissatisfied with the things I've been hearing, and especially, I mean, here's an example. Yesterday, or a few days ago, Brian Edwards-Tiekert had this show about conspiracy theories. Now, I am so sick of that term. They're the conspiracy theory theorists. That's what they are. That instead of, like, you know, looking at things on their own merits, it's a conspiracy theory. That is the way the people, we need to have all kinds of ideas. And I really think that I like the New Morning Show. I know it's a little amateurish at times, but I think a lot of times it's very good. But I think I do not miss Brian Edwards-Tiekert or Amy Allison. We don't need personalities. We need content, good stories, and volunteers can do that as well. This is not a major media thing, hopefully, and I don't think we need personalities. And if you think like their personalities, well, I don't.
Thank you. Jean Herman.
Good afternoon. How much money did KPFA save by terminating Amy and Brian? Does anybody know?
About $80,000 a year.
How much did it cost KPFA to contract with Al Jazeera?
Nothing.
Well, that's nice. Why isn't or doesn't KPFA isn't KPFA willing to engage with the National Labor Relations Board? Anybody know that answer? From what I've been gathering, and I do miss Amy, and I do miss Brian. I especially miss Amy. From what's been happening, sorry, Brian, but this seems to be 1999 all over again, at least that's what I'm getting, and I'm really, really, really scared about that, and I'll take my answer on the air. I have one more thing, and this is, there is a fundraiser for Bradley Manning, Thursday, February 24th, at the Berkeley Fellowship, 7 p.m.
Thank you. All right, so we set aside 30 minutes for this. Two people signed up after the list was closed, and we actually have 2 minutes left. So if they will each agree to speak for 1 minute rather than two, I can call on both of them. So Steve Zeltzer followed by Lena Gomez or Gomes? Gomes.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to say that we need to address the issue of how we're going to build the audience of KPFA and Pacifica. And I think Al Jazeera, although I was initially against that, was a good move, because that needs to go out to the people in this country. Also, I'm working with a proposal for a National Day of Programming for the Triangle Fire, which is the 100th anniversary on March the 25th. There are events going on in New York, in the Bay Area, in Los Angeles. We need to do a National Day of Programming with segments from all over the country from KPFA and Pacifica producers. This would help get support for KPFA. Lastly, I think that I have a problem with Eileen Alfandary and the news department, because we had a report on the board meeting of what happened at the board meeting, and there was the other side wasn't provided. I think you have to have a modicum of journalistic integrity and have both sides on. This is not news journalism. It's a one-sided statement. And we cannot tolerate this and call ourselves an objective speak-the-truth station if we have only one side on. And I also oppose the boycott of the other people who are not in this room and should be here in this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Lena.
Hi, I'm Lena Nsemeka, former volunteer, contributing member for 10 years. I wanted to make sure at least one person of color was up here to say something. Historically, there's been a rupture at KPFA. Everybody knows that. It's like this fungus in the root of the tree of KPFA, and a fungus can either heal or it can kill you. And for me as a listener and a member, it gets very frustrating to always have to deal with crisis after crisis after crisis, especially since out there with all the corporate media attacking free speech and independent radio that we have to continuously deal with in-house problems. And it's just frustrating, and I just want to put that out there. And I hope that we do come together as a community and find some resolution because, you know, the crisis is getting tiring. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the end of public comments, and I want to thank all of you for addressing the board, and I want you to know that we take your concerns seriously and will consider them. I just want to make one comment.
Yes?
Let me...
It is a point of personal procedure.
Okay, hold on one second. Oh, all right. I just want to make one comment, and that is that the Berkeley City Council joined the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in calling on mediation for this dispute. And I want you to know that the majority of this board absolutely supports that. The union, which represents the workers at KPFA, the paid workers at KPFA, has committed to participating in mediation. And it's only management that is holding out. If we can get into mediation, we can solve a bunch of these problems without spending any more of your money on internal governance issues. And I think, you know, whatever you can do as listeners and contributors to encourage Pacifica to join the mediation process in good faith, it would be very helpful. Thank you. Dan Siegel has a point of personal privilege.
Yeah, very briefly, I just wanted to clarify something. One of the speakers suggested that I was gleeful because of funds that were paid to me by Pacifica. Actually, the costs of these lawsuits and the penalties that have been assessed are not paid by Pacifica, but by the attorney who brought the cases, Richard Phelps, and by his clients, who include Mr. Borgstrom, who spoke earlier. We haven't gotten anything from Pacifica.
No, I'm sorry. We're done. Hold on.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Jack, I want to give Borgstrom 1 minute to respond because I don't want this to turn in. Go ahead, Daniel, you have 1 minute. Please time him. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. First, I just want to say this case is not decided. I'm not going to speak to the case itself. I am Daniel Borgstrom, person that from whom he claims he's going to collect $10,000 or whatever it is. I took a risk in doing this. I stood up to a bully, which he is. I just explained that I feel like a peasant in this place, as my ancestors were in Europe. And I am proud to stand up to this guy.
Be quiet. Okay, thank you. This matter is closed. We're now going to move the agenda.
Point of personal privilege. For the record, I was just downstairs, looked outside, and saw at least 5 members of the LSB standing around outside who have not come into the meeting today.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on with the agenda now. The next item on the agenda is to approve the agenda itself. Board members have the agenda. I motion to approve. Is there a second? All right. Is there any discussion on the agenda? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is approving the minutes from the last meeting. Do the members have the minutes? Oh, they were emailed to us, yes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Any board member have any additions or corrections to the board minutes? All right, I'll take a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second,
thank you. Is there any discussion on the minutes? All those, and this is a little weird, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, now we're at the point of the general manager's report. I don't see Carrie Kaur. Is Carrie here? Where is she? Hi, I didn't see you come in. I want to introduce to the board and to the members of the audience the new program director, interim program director at KPFA, Carrie Kaur, who has the general manager, Amit Pandyal, is on a personal leave and could not be with us here today, but Carrie has graciously agreed to step in, and she'll tell us what we need to know. Thank you, Carrie.
Wow. That's my first response to all of this is wow. You know, my name's Carrie Kaur. I have been affiliated with community radio since the 90s, always in media most of my adult life. And I left. I did a show on called Seven Generations. I was a volunteer. I came up through the apprenticeship program. Left in the late 90s, just before everything erupted. When I left, I thought, what am I going to do without KPFA? You know, and I was going back to the East Coast to help care for an elderly mother. And eventually I did make my way back home to WMNF, the community radio station in Tampa, Florida. And KPFA is just so highly respected all over the country. I return here, and I can't believe what I am hearing. I can't believe the divisions. I know that it's always been the case. I believe this, and I don't have much of a report that you probably expected, but I believe in community radio. I believe in the community, the people who make up community radio. I am a person, and I know me. I'm on the fence most of the time. I listen. I generally don't take sides. I take in information. I try to help. My plan was to, when I left MNF in December, my plan was to go to India to visit my daughter for a month. Then I was going to go to a resort, retreat, meditation and yoga retreat, and just kind of chill, because community radios, all community radios, are having some of the same financial issues. Just chill for a while. And then I got this call. We really need you at KPFA. There are skills that you have that you can bring. So here I am. I just ask that each and every one of you help. Do what it is that you can. Bring the skills that you have to the station. That's what I want. I want to know how you can help us to move forward. How you can help us to hold on to this resource so that all of the conflict we're going through, perhaps our kids and the next generation won't have it to go through, because I don't know if it will stop. I really don't. But we have to hold on to this radio station. Do give me calls. Do let me know how you can help. Regardless of how you feel, let's hold it together. Amit is on, and I know a lot of folks are wondering, where's Amit? What's happening? He is on a personal leave. You know, I've been involved with community radio. I know the deal. I know what goes on. I think he felt that he really knew as well. He has the skills to bring as well to help the station. I don't think he really understood exactly the personalities, the people, all that was going to come at him. I'm hoping that, you know, after he considers everything, that he comes to us again, that he comes back to this organization, because I think he has a lot to bring, and I think that we are a good team together. That's all I have to say, is let's just hold it together, figure out a way, figure out the common ground, and let's keep community radio, and let's make KPFA strong.
Thank you. Carrie, I want to thank you very much for coming today and appreciate your sharing your experiences with us. Would you be willing to answer a few questions from the board if board members have questions?
I will answer as best I can.
That's all we ask. I have a question. Do you have any idea whether there's any change at the management level concerning the question of mediation? Do you know what the response will be?
I don't know. I think that it'll be a positive one, but I cannot say that for sure.
Okay. Thank you very much. Other board members? Jack.
Microphone. Carrie, I'm Jack Kurzweil. Welcome to the station.
Thank you.
I hope it moves forward. I want to ask you a question which you may not have the answer to. So it has to do with Amit's decision to do something. All right. So here's the sequence of information as I understand it to be, or as it came to my mind. The first thing that I had heard was that Arlene had said to a staff meeting or some collection of staff that Amit had decided to resign. The second thing that I heard was know that Amit had requested a personal leave. In my sort of baseline level, personal leave means that you have appendicitis. All right. Now, according to your words, or my understanding of your words, is that Amit is now in the process of deciding whether or not he wants to stay on because of all of the conflicts and differences having to do with the station. So what I would like is some clarification, if you are able to provide it, as to just what on earth is going on with Amit. Thank you.
I think that what is going on with Amit, as you heard, I went to the staff and said, Amit has resigned. And then Amit reconsidered. You know, he reconsidered because I do believe, again, that he really wants to help and feels he has something to bring. He reconsidered. And, you know, I guess you say what you feel as a leave is sickness. I think there you can say it is a sickness. I think he's sick as to what is going on. I do. And there will be a decision soon as to how he can possibly still be of benefit to the organization because he wants that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Andrea.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Peace.
I need it.
Thank you. I understand totally. I too have a sick mother back east, so I've been living bi-coastal. You report to Arlene or Lavarne? Who do you report to?
Arlene.
Arlene. Are you in contract?
Yes, I am.
How long is your contract for?
A minimum six months, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And
I shouldn't say minimum, a maximum 6 months at this point.
Okay. Are you able to make decisions, or will you defer to your manager, supervisor?
I am able to make decisions. Mm. Of course, I get input from everyone, including Arlene, but yes. I have the final decision.
You have the final decision.
Yes.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Carrie, thanks for coming, and thanks for being in the meeting with us when we met with Amit, and that was a meeting that we did learn some things also. We would like to present you with this check. We don't expect you to carry it around in your pocket. We just would like to tell you that we do have this pledge from the listeners who would like the morning show back, and we'd like you to carry that news back to the station.
Matthew.
Whoop, there it is. Hi, Carrie. I'm Matthew Hallinan, and I really appreciate how you came and this... What a painful thing this is for you, and I think it is for all of us. And, you know, listening to all the listeners speak this morning, I mean, everybody is saying we've got to work this thing out. And all I want to say is that the key to working it out is compromise. And compromise means we have to share power. And I think if we don't have the sharing of power, we're never going to have peace here. But so... we all have to be committed, you know, to make those compromises, but then there has to be some basis where we share power.
I just want to say that KPFA was without a general manager for a long time. And when Amit was hired, I, and I think many members of the board, joined me in feeling very hopeful about that situation, because we think that the first step to reestablishing local authority over how decisions are made at the station is to have a general manager on board who is then responsible for managing the station, to whom the board can communicate the concerns of listeners, which is our responsibility, and who will join us in our efforts to raise money for the station, because that's another responsibility of this board. So it was very distressing when we heard that Amit either resigned or, you know, didn't resign and was on a personal leave. I just hope that if you're in touch with Amit, you will communicate to him that, and I think I speak for the majority on the board on this, that we are more than willing to work with him in any way that we can to move forward at the station, and that we support his... you know, it was clear to me, I met with Amit twice, and it was clear to me that he was someone who... had very important skills to bring to this job. And also, very important, I felt like he was ego invested in making it work. And I like that. That's important, because you can't be successful if you don't care about what's going to happen. So anyway, I just want to make that request to you, that you communicate to him that the LSB stands ready to work with him and to support him in reestablishing local control over both finances and programming at KPFA. Thank you.
Okay, I will. And I thank you all for your passion, every side. The passion, I think, will help to see us through.
Are there any more questions? Well, let me call on Dan, who hasn't asked.
Okay. Yet. Well, I just want to add my thanks for your willingness to serve, and I hope you serve for a long time and that we can work together to really improve what's going on in the station. Like others, I am very concerned about Amit's situation. I was part of the board personnel committee that recommended Amit for hire, and I thought we made a good choice. We recommended a couple of people, and he was one of them. Just to put this in context for people who don't know, at the beginning of 2009, each of our five stations had a permanent general manager. By the end of 2009, none did. And this is a major problem with the network from the point of view of fundraising, programming, and so on. And so, again, that's a material result of the chaos in the network and a change that we'd like to help rectify as the majority of this LSB.
Thank you. Andrea wants to ask another question.
In terms of vision, I know you have a short term here. Could you share with us what you see? You've been around how long at the station? A week? A month?
Let's see. Tomorrow, I think, makes 4 weeks. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you interesting. 4 weeks. Uh-huh. So I'm getting the time span here.
Okay.
So could you maybe share with us in the 4 weeks, what do you see? Are you going to work with a program council or some of where you're going?
Okay.
So that maybe the listeners will understand what you're about.
I haven't decided that yet. I am still getting input from all sides. I do feel that it's necessary to have representation at the table. However, I also feel that if everyone at the table is going to be going after each other and nothing is going to be getting done, that is a serious issue. So I will definitely be meeting with different folks to it for advice. I also, one of the things I like to do when I'm here is to survey the community. I'd like to find out what it is that people want to hear, what it is that people, our listeners, will support. I think that's very important. And those of you who would like to assist me in that, please step up. I would love to have that. But that's one of the major things, is really getting out into the communities, getting with the community organizations, finding out who they are, again, and how the station can help them. So surveys, finding out what folks want, there was another big piece of it, and as I was talking, it went right out of my head. One of the things that I think about community radio, KPFA, and all community radio stations is that one of our big things that we have to do is bring in new listeners, bring in new members. The outreach part of it is extremely important, just getting out there and letting people know that we exist. So lots of community outreach, a lot of going out to events and to different organizations. And again, I encourage you to give me a call and say, hey, I'll help participate with outreach. Okay, hey, I'd like to participate with this community survey. Those are the two major things. You know, I'm interim. There's only so much that I really want to do, because the next person coming in deserves to, you know, be in there to help figure this out. So I don't want to make any major changes, but I want to, at least while I'm here, make a really good, strong foundation for the change in going ahead. So,
outreach.
Yes, lots of outreach. I just found out a couple of days ago, there is an outreach team. There has been no. So if you are involved with these things, email me, let me know, tell me what's going on, because there are things that I really don't know about yet, and I kind of find out as I have conversations.
Can you give us your email address?
It's Carrie, Carrie, at kpfa.org.
How easy. Thank you so
Very
much.
Very easy.
Carrie, I want to thank you so much for coming today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we look forward to working with you in the future. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is the Treasurer's Report, and therefore I'm going to suggest that right now we have a 5-minute break before we get into the Treasurer's Report. Does anybody object to that? 5 minutes? Okay. I mean it, really, truly, 5 minutes.